I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. If your cabinets are filled with leftover prescription drugs, you'll have an opportunity to clean them out this weekend. That's because cities and towns are pairing up with the feds to take back your unwanted pills. The Prescription Drug Take-Back Day is a chance to get rid of unwanted medications or expired pills. It's sponsored by the Drug Enforcement Administration in partnership with local police departments across the state. It's a no-questions-asked way to get rid of old meds, something that's important, particularly in rural areas, according to Jill Spinetti.
We're talking hundreds and hundreds of pounds that are taken back at each site. It's amazing how many unwanted prescription drugs are out there.
Spinetti is president of the Governor's Prevention Partnership, which works to keep young adults drug-free.
We don't want young people or anybody to get access to prescription drugs. They could experiment and then, as we know, go on to full-blown addiction from there.
Brian Boyle with the DEA says that addiction can get expensive.
If you're going to buy a pill, it's $30 to $40 a pill. They then turn to heroin use, which you can buy for $3 to $5 a bag of heroin. So we're trying to go after and control the prescription pill problem with the hopes of that will stop the new users of heroin.
The DEA says only pills and patches are acceptable at the drop-off day. Needles, liquids, or sharps won't be accepted. All collected medications will be incinerated. The National Prescription Take-Back Day is scheduled for Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.